Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is December 23rd, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Season of Gift Giving, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to be delivered, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and kinsfolk heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have named him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "Not so, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your kindred is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he would have him called. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all marveled. Immediately Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. These things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. Season of gift giving. What did Zechariah wonder about during the strange time when he was forced to be mute? We remember that Gabriel took away Zechariah's ability to speak when he seemed to doubt the angel's message that he was to be a father. His arrogance resulted in silence, as Gabriel told him, "You will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things come to pass, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." Why does the scripture writer focus on Zechariah? After all, isn't Luke's primary purpose to tell the story of Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist, and of Mary and Jesus? Certainly, Zechariah regretted his attitude, but what does he offer us? Zechariah presents us with an essential truth, one that emphasizes how often our lives are lived routinely, with one day passing into another according to predictable probabilities of ordinary events with nothing different. Am I ready to be shocked, as Zechariah was, by the extraordinary? To think, I never expected something like this? And possibly, like Zechariah, do I realize that in expecting only the ordinary, I recognize only the ordinary, and therefore I somehow limit God, the giver of uncommon and unexpected gifts. I confine God to the routine, the usual. What are the gifts that God wants to give us? The gift of who God is and who we are. The gift of realization that today is somehow different, somehow more than any other day. The gift of our increasing awareness of God's creation, of our willingness to be of service to those who have needs that we can meet, that we somehow want to meet. The gift of a new closeness, an expanding consciousness of Christ as we begin to experience in a newly conscious way who we truly are. Can these daily miracles really come into my life? Only if I open myself to them, look for them, expect them, welcome them, as Zechariah welcomed the reality of his son and named him John. According to philosopher Beatrice Berthaud, one way to be open to God's gifts is through meditation, which is, quote, not a duty to be performed, not a matter of thinking about someone who is absent. It is engaging someone who is present, indeed supremely present, close quote. In this Advent season of hope, we also give thanks for our growing faith, our openness to the unlimited God of love, who gives the gift of who God is, who we are, with great delight. Is this my Christmas gift? Isn't it everyone's Christmas gift?